I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese.
Yo, Andrew, I'm kind of excited this week, you know? We saw a really good episode of the House of the Dragon. And you know what? She-Hulk, you know, it's She-Hulk.
Okay, She-Hulk is shitty. I mean, we know this.
No, She-Hulk gets worse
every single week.
It's fine.
I like House of Dragon, but, you know, it's getting a little boring, you know. Look, the build-up is good. There needs to be a really good payoff. We're not going to spoil anything here. But so far, like, really not much has happened.
Some stuff happened this week, but we'll get to it.
Some stuff happened. I like the show.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get going already. We're 5 episodes in now.
It's a slow burn, Andrew. It's a slow burn.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
it's
obviously.
It's building the core audience.
Yeah, sure.
It's got us hooked.
I mean, it's apparently not, it's not much like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is kind of like quick and...
It's Game of Thrones, but with more drama.
More drama?
More drama.
I think killing people would be more drama.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
More action.
But yes, we have She-Hulk, unfortunately. We have House of the Dragon. But first, let's get into the Hollywood Hogwash. And, well, look who's back in the news again.
Guess who's back? Back again. His name is Ezra.
No. Their name is Ezra Miller.
Their name. Or them's name. Them's name? Whatever.
No.
Whatever.
No, that's stupid. Why would you say that?
The whole thing? Yes. Stupid, Andrew.
So Vanity Fair has a new article titled Ezra Miller's Messiah Delusions Inside the Flash Star's Dark Spiral. Well, how would they know it's delusion? They don't know. Have they met him? Maybe he really is a messiah.
Well, I'm sure they talked to a lot of people in the article, for the article.
Yeah, they did. So people cited in the article, they describe bizarre rituals that Ezra would allegedly tout themselves as a real-life superhero and supposedly even had an altar at their home where they'd host sermons. So Ezra had an altar of himself.
So did he actually think he was Barry Allen?
Barry Allen?
Oh, Flash?
Yeah, maybe.
A superhero?
Who's going to take down the KKK? Another person claims one day Ezra went ballistic and demanded that actress Susan Sarandon come to pay him tribute at the altar for snubbing them at a dinner party.
I believe it, sure.
Hey, Miss Sarandon, it's me. It's me, Ezra Miller. And Susan Sarandon's like,
who are you?
You know, from the Bengal Ghouls.
Fuck you, bitch. Yeah, the
and
Bengal
don't worry,
Ghouls.
We've got our eye on you.
Yes. Vanity Fair also reported that most of Ezra's legal troubles have dissipated, suggesting that Miller has paid off most of the alleged victims. I saw one today on TMZ. It's a video from 2020 where, like, it's in, like, a store or something. He puts his hand around this woman's throat and then takes her to the ground. It's like, that happened 2 years ago?
We're just finding out about the stuff now? I mean, it's crazy. This guy seems like a crazy nutbag, and he's been a crazy nutbag for a long time.
He seems like a crazy nutbag.
Right.
I get it. You don't want to get sued by Ezra.
No, not at all.
Allegedly. He's a nutbag. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of craziness. But, I mean, yeah, 2020, he's like choking a woman. And
yet they were like, you know what? This guy, I think he's going to be our rock for the next 10 years, you know? Yeah. We're going to build a franchise behind this man.
This is going to be the movie. Warner Brothers like, well, we'll cancel Batgirl. That's not going to come out.
Right. We'll cancel Batgirl, but we'll go with the misogynistic guy who chokes women instead. Yeah. You know, that one seems like a real great one. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
DC, how crazy are you guys? While we're on the DC topic, I did kind of want to bring up this just to kind of share how bananas DC has been. Maybe not currently, but just in general.
Or just Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. New Line Cinema, who is part of Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
They're the guys who made Blade way back in the day. But apparently they had the rights to Iron Man.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but apparently they had the rights to Iron Man, but the head of New Light, this was from the Hollywood Reporter, but the head of New Light Cinema said that they let the rights lapse because they were arguing it didn't make sense because Iron Man is just too heavy to fly.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's also a story that Marvel offered Sony to buy all of the superheroes back, like to literally own the movie rights to every Marvel hero. Mm. And Sony was like, they only bought, you know, Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four and a few others. They were like, these are the ones people care about.
Yeah.
So they could have bought, you know, all of the Marvel movie rights.
Yeah. And they whiffed.
They did.
Mm.
So this is another story where DC, apparently a lot of studios turned it down.
Just doesn't know anything about what they're doing.
Well, that's not DC, though. DC is not going to own Iron Man.
Well, no, but it's Warner Brothers, which is DC, and New Line Cinema is DC.
New Line Cinema.
Yeah, New Line Cinema.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I guess, yeah, the same company could have owned DC and Marvel.
Yeah.
The movie rights, at least. Speaking of Marvel, though, according to Deadline, Marvel has chosen Jeff Loveness to write Avengers, The Kang Dynasty. Jeff wrote the upcoming Ant-Man sequel, which will reportedly feature Kang.
Right.
You know, Quantumania.
Quantumania.
And
right.
If he's going to be in it, then maybe Loki will be in it.
Right. Right.
You know what's going to be great is one day we're going to have like the Thor Loki reunion again. And it's going to be great. What? You're alive again? Okay, he's alive again. Whatever.
He's always alive, right? You can't kill Loki.
And he's like, no, brother, I'm not a piece of shit anymore.
I've changed. That was a different Loki.
Brother?
I met Sylvie, a female Loki version of
She's
me.
A piece of shit. She caused all of this.
That's right.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, obviously he was, Loki was obviously turning good at the end of Ragnarok in a way, but.
In a way.
Jeff also, you'll like this, Josh. He's written multiple episodes of Rick and Morty.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's really interesting. So you're getting a Quantumania, and right. Rick and Morty is just like batshit crazy all the time.
Yes.
So this Quantumania and Kang Dynasty could probably just be like wild.
Well, you can't name a movie Quantumania and, you know, not
be wild, right?
Yeah, like the Multiverse of Madness. Mm-hmm. Wasn't quite as maddening as people hoped, but I still liked it.
Interesting. So we might not be getting any portal jumping like in Rick and Morty, but maybe America Chavez makes an appearance too and
I don't know.
Opens
we'll see.
Things.
Well, Quantumania, I mean, yeah, they're going to probably go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the whole Kang thing anyway.
That's true.
With the, what was it? The TVO?
The TVA.
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 TiVo. That was like his TiVo. Yeah.
His TiVo.
Yeah, Kang Dynasty, I think that's 2024, right?
I'm not sure about the time dates. No, but
I think so.
I'm really excited. Do you know how many episodes of Rick and Morty he wrote?
It said like six on
okay.
Yeah, on IMDb.
Pretty interesting. Hopefully none from season 5 because season 5 sucked. Season 6, Rick and Morty, I would suggest people check out. I've just watched 2 episodes of it. It's great, and I'm sure the rest of the season is going to be amazing.
Okay, Kang Dynasty 2025. So they still have like 3 years of building up these current characters, which I'm, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in honestly at this point. You got to hope. I mean, I would expect Tom Holland will come back to be like the main star because who else could it be? It can't be She-Hulk.
What? You don't think so?
Oh, fuck off.
Or maybe Moon Knight?
It's not going to be Moon Knight either.
It's not going to be Moon Knight either.
No. I mean, now that, you know, Captain America, I mean, you know, Chris Evans is gone, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Holland's the biggest star now, and he's got the biggest character. It's Spider-Man.
For sure. As long as
I mean,
wants
Spider-Man
to
needs
playing.
To be leading the Avengers by right. The next Avengers movie. Who else is it going to be? Captain Marvel? Blah.
The Winter Soldier?
No, he cannot lead Marvel. He's going to be, he's one of the fucking Suicide Squad guys.
Oh, that's right. One of the new Thunderbolts. Yeah.
Thunderbolts.
Interesting.
So,
yeah, it's something
it's
got to
be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Unless they can convince Robert Downey Jr. to come back, but I don't see that happening. Moving on, in a recent press conference, the Squid Game director, I'm not going to say his name because I honestly can't pronounce it, so I'm not even going to try. But
that's okay, I got you.
The director of Squid Game said that Leonardo DiCaprio is a fan of the show, and he says he might ask Leo to join the cast.
Could he be like one of the, like in Deadpool, when Brad Pitt was in it for just but 1 second?
Yeah.
So Leo's in it, but he dies immediately in the first game.
I mean, there's no way. No, I mean, Leo would probably play like one of the rich white men that watch the people
play.
Oh,
like Calvin Candy?
Yeah.
But instead, just evil. Well, maybe not racist, but I guess Zingoist? Is that what it's called when you don't care about the social classes?
I don't know.
Whatever it is. But yeah.
Well, yeah, he could be one of those rich people that were watching them.
Oh, when he tried to fuck that dude?
Well, Leo wasn't. Leo didn't.
No. But
you said he.
In Squid Games, when the old fat guy was trying to fuck that one guy, the police chief, right? Or one of the police captains. It was good. It was funny.
Police chief?
No, it wasn't the police chief. It was one of the police guys.
The detective.
The detective.
Yeah.
Sorry, thank you.
In disguise.
Thank you for saving me.
Uh-huh. And it's Squid Game, not Squid Games.
Whatever. Squid Games. It's going to be games. Now it's number two.
No. Also, Deadline reports that Warner Brothers is moving forward with a sequel to the 2005 Constantine movie with Keanu Reeves returning as John Constantine. This has become like a cult movie, you know, like a cult favorite with a lot of people.
Did you ever see Constantine 1?
I did.
Okay.
Constantine 1. Well, yeah, I saw Constantine.
Now it's Constantine
1. Well, what? Did you ever see Constantine 2? No, it's not out yet, Josh.
It's coming out. No, but it was like on the
edge. I didn't
edge.
Jump in the Quantum Mania.
It was the edge of scariness for me. It was not scary. Constantine. I've almost said Constantine 1 again. Constantine was pretty damn scary, you know?
No.
It was the edge of scariness for me. So
edge of scariness.
That's like my scariness tolerance level is Constantine.
It's not scary. Like right at around all. There. My God.
Yeah.
What scared you in that movie?
He was fighting the devil.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You mean the Russian guy from Armageddon?
Yeah, it was terrible.
You just got to remember, he's the Russian guy from Armageddon. No, I mean, I thought Constantine was okay. I thought it could have been way better. Obviously, I know nothing about the comic, so I'm just basing it on the movie. I was like, yeah, it was all right. I think it could have been way better. The devil was obviously like the best part because that actor played it so great.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens, but everything is getting a sequel now or remade or
right. I am worried that, you know, it's Warner Brothers and it's DC, so kind of curious how that direction might go. At the very least, it might be pushed back to 2028 or something like that.
Maybe.
It's always pushing things back there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Keanu has to do another Matrix movie, forced into another Matrix movie.
Oh, man. Yeah, isn't that
hopefully funny? Not, my God.
Yeah, where can they go after that?
Also, an unofficial Joker movie, and I say that with quotes, Joker movie, was pulled from the Toronto International Film Festival due to rights issues. The film stars director Vera Drew as a trans woman Joker set in a reimagined version of Gotham. Oh, and apparently Bob Odenkirk's in it.
As what?
But I watched the trailer. I did not see him in the trailer. This movie looks terrible. It's basically a parody.
It's a parody of
the Joker. It's like a parody of the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. But it looks bad. It's all green screen, CGI, and the budget was clearly extremely low, and everything just looks terrible, and the jokes are really bad.
Interesting. So someone actually got word to probably whoever owns the Joker's rights and, well, like,
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers, like, no.
Well, the thing is, if it is parody, so, like, that's with copyright issues, you can make a parody. But the thing is, Warner Brothers could still threaten to sue you and then hold you up in court forever, even if you, you know, ultimately win, it could take years because it's Warner Brothers and they have money.
Right, and a small indie film isn't going to be able to do anything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's listen, if they're not going to let Batgirl come out, they should probably do everything possible to make sure that movie never sees the light of day.
It looks really, really bad.
In fact, try to find a way to pull the links off of YouTube and
Yeah, I imagine it will probably be okay on YouTube. Like, as long as you're not selling it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a film festival, so you're kind of showing it in hopes that someone wants to buy it, but that's another... I don't know. Maybe the festival just didn't want any bullshit. But I imagine this could just be thrown up on YouTube. I mean, there's plenty of fan-made Spider-Man movies and Batman. There's stuff on, you know, that's on YouTube, and it's not so bad, honestly.
That's how to make money nowadays. You don't try to actually make a great movie. You make a really, really shitty movie and force Warner Brothers or whoever else to buy you out.
I mean, it starts with, like, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a Joker.
Oh, God.
So it's just bad parody. It's like those scary movies, you know, Scary Movie 5, and they just become really bad. When I was in high school and early college years, they started making, like, parody films of everything. Like, there was, like, the wedding parody movie. There was, like, the parody of, like, Vampire, like, the Twilight. And they all looked terrible. And all they do is quote the real movie, but then be like, and then make a stupid face. And it's like, well, that's not a joke. Like, you're not doing anything. You're not even trying.
I thought my life was a tragedy. Wink.
Yeah, I remember once they mocked... one of those shitty movies mocked Meet the Parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just goes, hey, I have nipples. Can you milk me? And it's like, well, you're just quoting the line from the movie. You're just literally copying it. That's not even a parody at that point.
Yeah.
So that's what this movie looked like. It looked really bad.
Slate.com says the trans Joker movie is a sight to see. Too bad it might never be seen again.
Yeah.
Interesting. So they saw people saw the whole movie at this film festival?
No, it was pulled.
No, it was pulled?
Yeah. Okay. But I'm sure some people got to see it, somehow. Yeah. And who knows? It might be on YouTube as we speak. But what else do you have? Because that's about it. That's all I got. There wasn't a ton.
The only other thing I got, which I thought was kind of interesting for fans of the Beverly Hills trilogy.
Okay.
With Eddie Murphy. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is going to happen.
Well.
Jerry Bruckheimer, in an interview with comicbook.com.
Bruckheimer. Yeah.
Bruckheimer. In an interview with comicbook.com, shared, well, we're making another Beverly Hills Cop. We'll start in the next week or 10 days, and that's going to be for Netflix. So.
You've confirmed it's starring Eddie Murphy.
Yes, and other people that are
you excited about this?
I like the movies.
Yeah, but you know what happens when they make these sequels?
I know.
30 years later, they're never good.
I didn't watch Coming to America 2, but
I saw a few scenes when my parents were watching it, and I was like, it looks so bad.
I'll watch Beverly Hills Cop 4, though. Beverly Hills Cop 4. I like the first three. They're fun.
I know, but I'm telling you,
Judge
it's probably going to be bad.
Will also be back in the movie, and so will John Ashton, who are, you know, some of the California cops.
It's going to be bad. I heard Eddie Murphy was going to release stand-up specials. Where are those?
Yeah, I'd love to see those, too. Yeah, we could review those. Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be very fun.
Maybe. I mean, he's like one of the best stand-ups ever.
Yeah.
So I'd actually be interested in that, see if he's still funny. But, I mean, I don't know.
For sure.
What are they going to do? Nutty Professor 3 next?
No.
I loved those movies too when I was a kid. Nutty Professor? I thought that shit was hilarious.
Dr. Dolittle 4? I don't know how many Dr. Dolittle's.
I don't care about Dr. Dolittle, honestly. But that's all you have?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, the top five. You chose this, right?
I chose this.
Top five favorite Star Wars TV shows/movies?
Yeah, Star Wars
Can
content,
we add video games?
I don't think you can add video games.
What do you mean you don't think?
I don't think it's our thing. No, no, no. We can't add video games. No. No.
Because then I'd have five. I only have three.
Andrew, there's like 30 Star Wars pieces of content.
Yeah, I told you.
You couldn't find five?
I don't like a lot of Star Wars stuff. I think, okay, the prequels are all shit. Man, the sequels are all shit.
The sequels are not bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
No.
No, they're all bad.
I like them.
They're all terrible.
You're just a hateful person, Andrew.
Okay, well, go ahead.
I will say, apparently, if you got four, this is one more than your list from last week.
I don't have four.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said four.
No.
All right. Well, I'll start with my top five. That's a terrible drum roll. Number five is The Book of Boba Fett. I liked that.
What? What? We reviewed it on this podcast.
I thought
and
it
you
was,
said how bad it was.
No, there were some good scenes. You got a
You mean when it
riding.
Became the Mandalorian show?
Yes.
No.
The last half of it was good when he started riding the Rancor. You know, and it was fun. I got the whole backstory with all the sand people. I liked it. You know, I got to experience a fun journey through Boba's eyes.
It was not good.
Boba was boring as a character.
Those teenagers. Oh.
The teenagers were terrible. But yes, it got fun. It got fun.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
This is going to be a bad list.
Number four. You make the list next week. Number four is Star Wars A New Hope.
The first
Star Wars movie.
Episode four.
Well, episode one to me.
In the order.
It went backwards, yes.
Yeah.
The first one, I really loved it. Number three is a Rogue One. Really,
oh, Rogue
really
One?
Loved it.
Just Rogue One.
Rogue One, that's what I said. Really fun movie. Number two,
Fun movie? It's about war.
I know, but it's fun.
I don't know about fun. I think Rogue One is excellent, but I don't know about fun.
It's fun. It's got
like
drama.
War.
And it's got a lot of intrigue. It's good. And it's not necessarily like a hardcore Star Wars movie.
I mean, it's everything. It's nothing like a Star Wars movie. That's why I like it so much.
Number two is the Mandalorian series. I mean, that's just one of the most amazing pieces of content ever. And number one is one of my favorite movies of all time is Empire Strikes Back. I just love the frozen world, the battle, you know, get to see some Yoda. It's really great. Love
it. The frozen stuff is good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my top three.
Oh,
it's all on Josh's list. If I could include video games, I would have Jedi Academy number one and Jedi Knight 2 as number one. That'd be one and two for me.
I never played any of the Star Wars games.
I love those video games. But all right, my top three, I got Empire Strikes Back. It's really the only Star Wars in all nine of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the only one I like. I think New Hope is so corny. And so is Return of the Jedi with the fucking Ewoks.
Jedi's terrible.
It's so cringy. But I do like Empire Strikes Back. I mean, how could you not? That's when Darth Vader reveals himself to Luke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm your father, all that shit. Number two, I have Rogue One.
Of course.
Again, it's just a great war movie. It's like, oh, we're actually taking Star Wars seriously now. That's cool.
Yeah.
It grew up in a way.
It was intense. It was good.
And then number one is The Mandalorian Show.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons.
That's just a really, really fun show. And Grogu's so cute. No, but I mean, you know, they took a small thing and they made it really cool. I love how grounded it is.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to choose number four, I'd probably put the Obi-Wan show. But again, I just thought that was okay.
Over The Book of Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Boba Fett was boring. And I probably put Boba Fett as five, but again, I don't think they really didn't deserve to be in my list, I felt.
Well, the whole reason we're doing this
again,
list,
don't hate me. I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan. I really just like the video a couple video games.
I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan,
but
either,
I'm excited.
But I like a lot of them.
Look, I'm excited for Andor because, again, that is Rogue One stuff.
And, that's
and I'm
the whole
excited
reason
for what's her name? Rosario Dawson, Oksana.
I can't remember her name in the show.
Sakaana?
Yeah, Rosario Dawson.
That Jedi? I think that could be good.
So Andor comes out this Wednesday. Three episodes of Andor.
Fuck.
I'm not entirely sure how we're going to do Andor. If we do,
I mean, if we recap all three, we can just contain it better, I think.
All three?
You know what I mean?
It's going to be a long week.
We'll see.
Yeah. But I'm excited because, like we both mentioned, Rogue One is one of our favorites.
Yeah.
And this is like a prequel to Rogue One almost.
Yes.
Yes, pretty much.
All right, here's some of the...
did we decide what we're going to do next week?
Well, what, dude, they have to do the fan list.
Well, I thought we'd just walk in and decide.
No, we don't do that yet.
Okay.
This is from Rectum with a W. He says, this is how I feel at this moment, but this list changes on a weekly basis depending on how I feel.
A Star Wars fan. Okay.
He's got number five is the Clone Wars cartoon. Mm. Fucking super badass, but not canon. He's got Star Wars Rebels. Darth Maul was amazing. That's a card. So this is all like, he's got Clone Wars Season 7. Mm. I don't know if that's, I guess that's, seems like it's the same thing though.
We'll just count it all, Clone Wars.
Then he's got The Mandalorian number 2. Mm. And then number 1 he has Rogue One. So there you go.
Rogue One, yep.
PCJ, I don't know what order this is, but... he's got Star Wars, Rogue One, Empire Strikes Back, The Mandalorian, and then Ewok Adventure, Caravan of Courage.
Hmm. I did not hear about that one.
That's probably something that's really, really bad. Yeah. It's probably some puppet show they did once. Like the Star Wars, didn't they have a Christmas special like in the late 70s after Star Wars? And it was like apparently the worst thing ever.
Like what was it? Groot. Groot's little... 10-minute episodes,
I think,
or whatever.
It's way worse than that. They had like a holiday special episode, and it's them like all singing Christmas songs and shit.
Interesting.
Amir, he's got Empire Strikes Back, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Rogue One, Mandalorian, and his number one is Revenge of the Sith.
Eww.
Yeah, I just can't get over Anakin.
I mean, he's so bad. Their own, you know, but.
Oof. Bobby the Mark Soydam, his number, he just has one. He's got The Rise of Skywalker. And then he says, this is a complete joke, by the way. Obviously, no one can have that. That might be the worst of all those Star Wars movies. Jake Baker, he's got A New Hope, Revenge of the Sith, Solo, Rogue One, and Return of the Jedi. That's, yeah, that's five. I don't know which is number one. I guess maybe A New Hope because it's at the top of the list.
Solo. I heard so many bad reviews about it.
I watched like 30 minutes. And then I was like, this is boring. And I don't usually stop watching movies.
Mm.
But I was like, yeah, I know what happens at the end. At the end of Solo,
uh-oh,
Darth Maul is revealed to still be alive.
Mm.
And apparently they were going to make more, but most people didn't really like, you know, having Solo be played by someone that's not
right.
Harrison Ford, even though he's young. Mitch Tarr, he's got Empire Strikes Back, Mandalorian, A New Hope, Return of the Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker!
Wow! Maybe that one's a troll, too?
I don't know. Hey, to each their own.
To each their own.
But you're wrong. Jerry Yang, he's got...
what?
Bad Batch? I don't know what that... Is that a cartoon as well?
That's a cartoon. Johnny Gargano said that was one of his favorite things, and I did want to watch that.
Okay. Bad Batch, Clone Wars, Obi-Wan, Rogue One, and then Mandalorian is his number one.
I believe Bad Batch is about the Stormtroopers, but like a Stormtrooper division.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Skarn. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say like the Clone Wars cartoons are really good. Michael Skarn, The Force Awakens, Empire Strikes Back, A New Hope, Rogue One, and then his number one is Mandalorian. Noah WW, he's got Solo, Empire Strikes Back, A New Hope, Rogue One, and then his number one is Return of the Jedi. So he likes the Ewoks.
Okay. Ewoks are fine. That'd probably be number six or seven for me.
Carlos Ramirez, Revenge of the Sith, Rise of Skywalker, Force Awakens, A New Hope, and then his number one is also Return of the Jedi. How about that?
Okay. Interesting.
Joey Cage, A New Hope, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, Obi-Wan, and Revenge of the Sith is number one. I imagine, like, maybe a lot of these people were kids when Revenge of the Sith came out.
Maybe.
I actually liked Attack of the Clones when I was a kid because it was a lot of lightsaber fights. There were a ton of lightsaber fights in that one.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you watch it again as an adult.
It's like, oh, no.
This is pretty
rough.
How
did I like this?
I mean, Yoda fighting.
Right.
You know. DX Striker, A New Hope, Revenge of the Sith, Mandalorian, Rogue One, Empire Strikes Back is his number one.
Revenge of the Sith, actually, let's see. I guess this is Google ratings. 4.8. on Google ratings.
For what?
Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's only 1,200 reviews. Hmm. But, yeah.
Interesting.
Steven with a V. He's got The Mandalorian, Rogue One, Rogue One, Rogue One. Okay.
Some man after Andrew's heart.
Yeah. Jonathan Loreno, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, The Mandalorian, and number one is Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Jonathan Ramos, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, A New Hope, Empire, and his number one is The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian is great. Yes, it is.
Yes. So, there you go. Again, there's not a lot of good Star Wars content to really pick from. That's the issue there.
Maybe
again,
what we should do next.
Your list sucked, Josh.
Is top five Star Wars characters.
Go fuck yourself. We're done with the Star Wars for now.
Well, you try number to think
one,
of something.
What's going
to
be number one on everyone's list, Josh? Darth Vader.
I was going to say Grogu.
No, it's not going to be Grogu.
You'll get a lot of Grogus. I bet you will.
Princess Leia? Oh, no. Child Leia. What?
What
the fuck? Yeah.
Okay, we can't read this list anymore.
After Darth, who would be number two? Yoda? It'd be Vader, Yoda. Who would be number three?
Mando.
Yeah, probably. And then Grogu and, I don't know, Darth Maul. He just looked cool. He really wasn't cool.
Anakin. Oh, no, not Anakin.
Anakin. Shut the fuck up. Okay, well, next week, what do we want to do?
My list was shitty this week.
It's true.
I think it's all on Andrew. Andrew has to think of an amazing list this week.
I'll get back to you on that.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right. Well, let's get through.
Top five She-Hulk moments.
That's nothing. There are none.
There's a couple.
All right. Episode 5 of She-Hulk. God help us all. She-Hulk by Titania.
Titania.
No, she's Titania.
Titania.
Titania. Titania is basically Kim Kardashian.
But a superhero?
Okay. Who is she? Why did she break in the courtroom? We still don't know.
Right. How in the world did she get out?
How did she get the powers? Is she one of those people from the planet that Hulk went back to or something?
No, I think we just have to stop wondering where these people got powers and just accept.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Everyone in this universe.
It's just a TV show. It doesn't have to make sense. Literally, nothing has to make sense.
Well, not a lot makes sense in this show for sure. You just have to.
I thought wrestling was bad. I thought AEW was bad.
AEW is very bad.
She-Hulk makes AEW look like an award-winning fucking show.
No, that's not true.
She-Hulk.
That's not true.
She-Hulk makes Danhausen look cool.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a lie.
I'd rather watch Danhausen. I'd rather watch Danhausen.
Oh, and the pizza guy? Yeah.
I'd rather watch the pizza guy.
Watch them both.
Pizza guy.
I'd rather watch
the pizza guy versus Danhausen for the AEW championship.
Please, watch a 30-minute show of those guys and then She-Hulk, and you're going to come back to She-Hulk screaming.
She-Hulk.
Saying, I can't wait to watch another episode.
She-Hulk might be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Movie or TV show. I am not kidding. It might be the worst I've ever seen.
Listen.
The worst I've ever seen.
It's not great. But that doesn't mean it's not. It's,
Josh,
it's the worst thing we've ever seen.
Does the show make sense at all? On any level, does it make sense?
They do have some.
Is there even a plot? I thought superheroes are supposed to fight bad guys, not take them to court.
Well, this is a court-based show.
So is Daredevil. Daredevil's a fucking lawyer, but you know what? He beats people up. He doesn't go on Tinder and try to fuck people.
She just fucks people once. She's a strong female lawyer that's trying to survive in a Hulk size in a people size world.
They suck. This sucks. This show gets worse every single week. How is She-Hulk going to be in an Avengers movie? How?
Oh, I don't think she's going to be in an Avengers movie. No way. Not with a CGI like
this.
She is.
No, she will.
No.
Yeah, they'll massively improve the CGI for the movie.
This
I hope she's not. I really hope she's not, but she will, Josh.
She's going to be in Quantumania?
No one actually likes this show. There's really no one that actually likes this show. They get IGN because they're all, oh, we don't want to get canceled and say that a show starring a woman sucks. No one can be honest nowadays. IGN, 9 out of 10.
I've talked to a few people that do like the show, and most of the stuff that people say is that they're in it for...
Well, give me your drugs!
For the cameos.
Give me your drugs!
And for the breadcrumbs. You know,
give me your breadcrumbs of drugs that you have.
I don't think... It's not mine. I'm just telling you what people...
Well, no. The person that gave you those drugs, like, give me their number so I can get those drugs from them so I can enjoy She-Hulk.
Listen, it's fine. It's a fine show.
It's not a fine show.
I think it's
fine. It's a 0 out of 10.
No.
It's a zero.
It's a five.
And they're going to ruin
it's
my favorite fucking TV show. They're going to ruin Daredevil.
Listen, I want to see Daredevil interact with the.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm kidding. Yeah, Daredevil's
gonna show up next week. He's gonna be like, I know what we can do to stop Titania. Let's copyright her name, and then they fucking. Oh god, it's gonna be so bad. What is the point of no one fights each other in this movie?
They're fighting each other through the legal battles and legal maneuvering.
This is your ultimate troll. This is Josh's ultimate troll.
It's a 5. I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying it's
a 5
the worst thing
is a bad rating.
You're saying it's a 0.
But you said it's all right. 5 is not all right. 5 is bad.
It's a meh. It's a meh. It's a meh. It's a 5.
No. You have to actually grow a dick and choose. Is it good or bad? Give it a 4 or a 6.
5.5.
No. You won't even give it a 6 because you know it sucks.
It's not great, Andrew.
Oh my god, she stole my name even though I don't like that name. I'm over it. I promise I'm over it.
It's fun. It's fun. I can't explain
every man
why.
On this show is just evil and stupid. Every single... There's not one good man in this show.
Well, the hot doctor seemed like he was pretty good.
No, what?
He was just an asshole. He didn't like the ugly chick.
So he's not good. He's an asshole.
But he's a hot doctor. He saves people's lives, you know? And he's a feminist. He was reading a feminist book.
Yeah, but he's not a good person. None of the men in this show. Even Bruce Banner, who's like, hey, Jen, let me help you figure this out. She's like, I got it. I don't need a man. I got it. Let me snap my fingers. Okay, got it. Oh, that's great.
I got it.
How intriguing. Here's the thing. Like, what was interesting about the Hulk for so long is that, oh my God, if I get angry, I'll turn into the Hulk and I'll kill people and everything. But right. When, as soon as she gets the Hulk power, she can control it 100%. How is that an interesting character?
It's not. Not as
you can
soon.
Choose when to be She-Hulk and when not to be. It doesn't.
It went.
There's no intrigue.
It went alarmingly quick, and there are no stakes because she's...
There's no stakes.
She's always sweet and happy, Jin. We don't. There's no threat of an angry, suicidal Hulk. You know,
Hulk. So one of the evil male lawyers, because he's a man, wants to get the new Iron Man 3 sneakers.
I don't think. He's just one of the guys at her work. He's not an evil male lawyer.
Oh, he's evil. They don't like him. He shows up and then she's like, ugh, what do you want, man?
Well,
and he's like, hey.
Well, it's just because he's a man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Listen, bitch. I want these new Iron Man sneakers. Can you help me?
Didn't say bitch. No, he seems like a doofus.
What was the plot of this episode? It was this guy that wants Iron Man sneakers.
The entire plot of this episode was Jen getting a wardrobe?
And Jen wants a new suit.
A new suit.
That's the plot.
So she can look like a sexier Hulk.
So she could twerk better with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh yeah, we haven't seen Megan Thee Stallion back yet.
Yeah, thank God. So the Jen's BFF and sneaker lawyer go to a cafe.
Boba Cafe,
and they buy some shitty ripoff Avengers merch in order to get the address of a superhero tailor. Now look,
that was funny. The Avengers.
No. If you're illegally selling merch anyway, then you would just make it say the Avengers and then be okay with it. You're illegally selling it under the table anyway. That's how the black market works. If you go to Chinatown and you talk to the right people, You walk down an alleyway, and then they'll sell you Gucci purses.
Gucci with a K?
No, it'll be spelled correctly because it's illegal. That's the whole point. No one wants to buy Gucci purses. This show is so dumb.
It's dumb. It's dumb, yeah. But it's like fun.
Not in a good way.
It's like a fun dumb.
So She-Hulk sues Titania over the trademark, and She-Hulk walks into the courtroom, and Titania calls her Shrek, which is already a joke that's been made online since the first trailer came out. She looks like Princess Fiona.
She does, doesn't she?
And it's like, what are you doing? You're making fun of yourself because of the shitty CGI? Like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah.
You're just mocking yourself. Like, oh, we know it sucks. We know this show sucks.
Yeah.
And Hulk's on another planet. Apocalypse was let out of jail. We haven't seen him.
He's off with his eight maidens.
What's the point? What's the point of having him on the show?
Listen, we're getting there eventually, probably, hopefully.
Also in this suit, She-Hulk does not represent herself because she's not a good enough lawyer.
Well, I think it's just bad to represent yourself if you're not Saul Goodman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's compare those fucking shows. So Jen and the BFF go to the superhero tailor, and again, I can't get over the fact that they keep cutting away each time Jen transforms. Why did they release this show? I don't understand. We could have lived without it. Please, you know, trust me on this. Right. We could have lived without it, or we could have waited, I don't know, 6 months, a year, a decade, until I'm dead, and then you could release the show when the graphics are good.
When the graphics are better, for sure. But they just wanted to get it out as soon as possible. They've got a deadline. They've got to keep cranking these things out.
So She-Hulk wins the case against Titania. You know how she does it?
How's she doing, Andrew?
She has her Tinder dates testify that they wouldn't have gone out with Jen if she wasn't She-Hulk. Because she ugly.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know what's really dumb about this show is she's not ugly.
No.
And yet the show she's wants average. Us to keep saying, like, look how ugly she is. She's so ugly because men wouldn't want her. And it's like, yes, they would. All these men would date her.
I don't know about them, but I certainly would. She'd be on my list.
Like, she's, you know?
Yeah, she's fine.
She's like a 6 or a 7.
Yeah.
They even say it on the show. Like, that's not bad looking.
No. Mm.
Plenty of, she would not have a problem getting dates in real life.
I don't think so. No.
So that's a stupid, but again, they're just pushing that narrative because men are pigs. Men just want big titty, big Hulk titties, and they want big Hulk asses.
I don't know if I want big Hulk titties, to be honest.
You want those big Hulk titties. It's just so dumb. And then the judge is like, yep, I got it. Okay, so these guys want to fuck you as Hulk. You win the case. What the shit is that?
Yes, the law proceedings are a little bit...
we have videotape of her saying that she's not She-Hulk. And you win the case.
No, so but then dumb. She accepted.
Why not have her lose the case and then, you know, you actually keep some sort of story in this show, some sort of, conflict, because there's none. This episode ends with her getting a new suit, and that's the end of the conflict. Oh, and look, there's Daredevil's new suit. Dun, dun, dun. Oh my God.
Oh, shit. That means next week we're going to see Daredevil pick up the suit.
Yeah, please right? No.
I know. He went from that... What was the guy's name that used to make his suits?
I don't remember the name.
I don't remember his name. But he was fantastic. And he went to... Now this goofball. Yeah.
This show sucks.
Didn't even get a...
We still don't know why Titania broke into the courtroom. We don't know anything really about her.
We still never got anything from the people that were trying to steal her blood or whatever. That attacked her that one night.
Right.
And we didn't even talk about her cousin that just, like, randomly showed up in her house.
Was it her cousin?
It was her cousin.
Yeah.
Like, listen, there's a lot of weird and strange things in this show, but I'm just watching
there's it. There's four episodes left, and, I mean, it basically, it's yeah, like, he's Daredevil's showing up. Oh, there's her new suit, by the way.
Oh, shit.
There's her superhero suit that she finally gets.
Oh, yeah, that is a Hulk ass.
That's a Hulk ass and Hulk titties and everything. Yeah, she's definitely in the... I mean, he's in the next episode, and there she is talking. Can we just get this over with?
It's getting closer to being over with. So on IGN...
There's... Here's the thing, like, IMDb, 6.5, 6.2, the Megan Thee Stallion episode, 5.6. I mean, these are like, these are still too gracious.
A five. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you know Marvel is like, you know, it was getting review bombed negatively everywhere. So to combat this, they probably got bots to review bomb it the opposite way and give it 10 out of 10s.
Maybe.
You know that happened.
Well, it always happens on things like those. IGN has a little poll on She-Hulk, and it says, who's your favorite side character in She-Hulk so far?
Yeah.
Wong has 48% of the votes.
It's not even close.
Not even close.
Wong and then Bruce Banner, because he's a side
17.
Character.
17. Yeah, interesting.
Titania, Nikki, Pugh. Where's Madison with the...
Madison?
Yeah. Isn't it Madison, the drunk girl that blew the devil?
Oh, shit.
She blew the demon, right?
Madison with one Y and two N's, but it's not what you think. Yeah, no, she's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, she's hilarious.
Yeah, Pug is the name of the weird, creepy lawyer, I guess is how we think of him.
Pug.
Which okay. is a weird name in general.
You sure that's him, not the other guy that thought he was banging Megan Thee Stallion, Grammy Award winning artist?
I think it's Pug.
Yeah, so four more episodes. Yeah,
four more episodes. Okay. Maybe four more episodes of Daredevil, you know?
Uh-huh.
Four Daredevil-filled episodes.
What the fuck is he going to do? Okay, let's move on to House of the Dragon. Episode 5, a show I actually like.
Some good shit. This is definitely way better than a 5.
What would you rank this season so far?
It's not as good as Game of Thrones.
I mean, for me, it was like an 8, but now it's starting to get to like a 7 because it's just taking too long.
Yeah, I would say probably about a 7, something like that. 7, 7.5.
And I'm kind of upset because, like, after this episode, next week, well, we'll talk about it later, I guess, but this is the first episode that doesn't have a time jump.
Right.
We finally meet Damon's real wife. But Damon immediately kills her.
Yeah, and just like in She-Hulk, it's like we're led to believe that, you know, Damon's wife is supposed to be really ugly and homely.
Yeah, he called her like a sheep, and then he was like, oh, no, sheep are better looking.
Yeah, and then, you know, she doesn't really look that homely.
No, she was fine. Yeah. But Damon kills her. I'm still confused about how that went down because they look at each other. He doesn't even make a move, and then she goes for her bow and arrow. And then for some reason, the horse, like, jumps and then falls on it. I don't know. The whole thing was weird.
I think it was just shot weird. But I think we're led to believe that Damon either flipped the horse or scared the horse.
But the writer said that it really wasn't his plan going in.
Right. He just kind of... Damon just seems to kind of go with the flow.
She falls on her back, so, like, and it's assumed that, like, her... Something's broken.
Like the horse
she can't move.
Him.
Yeah. And then he starts walking away and she says, I knew you couldn't finish, which again is another
troll.
It seems like he can't get it up for anyone.
It does not seem like that.
His dick don't work.
Yeah. Not
and
even.
That's why he doesn't have any heirs.
No heirs.
That's why he doesn't have kids. Cause he really, you know, even though he goes to orgies.
Right. And he
doesn't seem like he can come.
And he couldn't do it with the whore that he had either. Right? Right. Wasn't that her thing? Like, oh, you have a baby. And she's like, I have a baby. What?
Yeah. Well, you don't fuck me.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, I would imagine there's going to be some episode where Damon finally gets it one off.
You would imagine, but apparently the only person he has hots for is his niece.
His niece, yeah. So, yeah, she says, I knew you couldn't finish, and she probably shouldn't have said that because then he finished her off.
Yeah.
You know, obviously not himself. He can't do that. Otto Hightower leaves the castle because he's no longer the king's hand. But before he leaves, he tells his daughter that the king will not live to be an old man. And if Rhaenyra takes the throne, there will be war just because people won't stand for
a queen. Right. On the Iron Throne.
On the Iron Throne.
And that he has to get Aegon ready or to bend the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Viserys visits the Valyrians to propose a marriage between the Valyrian son, Laenor. And Rhaenyra. Huh?
Laenor.
Lord Corlys requests that his son become the new heir, but the king says no dice. They agree that the children will take the Valyrian name, but when they take the throne, they will become Targaryens again.
That's kind of like a fair compromise, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to bend over backwards to make this work.
However, there's a problem. Laenor is gay. And he has a boyfriend.
These things don't usually end well.
No. Rhaenyra and Laenor agree that, you know, they'll do as their fathers ask, but basically to have, like, an open marriage.
Yeah, it seems like they're, hey, we both got side pieces, but we're going to make this work to give us some offspring.
Yeah.
To keep the line moving. Right. But we're going to go back to fuck the other people we like.
Yeah. So Rhaenyra's guard, Christian, who she banged last week, suggests that they run away together. You know, fuck all this political bullshit. But she turns him down. However, she still wants to have him on the side. And he says, you want me to be your whore? So he's very offended by this.
And for people that watch Game of Thrones, this must have got your, like, oh shit meter going off. Because this is the exact same thing that Tyrion said to Shay. And it was great.
Spoiler alert.
Listen, Andrew, I'm trying to give fan service here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're going to have to catch up. And you don't want to know when it's coming anyways.
When what? Daemon's coming? No, we don't know.
I don't think he's ever came, to
be honest. So the queen speaks with Christian, and she starts to bring up the rumor about Rhaenyra and Daemon.
Mm-hmm.
But, and she's only talking to him because, you know, he guards her.
Right. He's the queen's guard.
But he's stupid. And he opens his mouth and spills the beans before right. she even mentions anything.
She was totally fishing, right? She wasn't accusing him of anything.
No, she had no idea.
But he's like, I've got high honor, you know, I'm just going to spill it and, you know.
So he admits to sleeping with her and he assumes that he will be put to death. But the queen lets him leave and live because she's not evil. We've known that's, you know, from the beginning
right.
that she's not. Also, King Viserys's infection is getting worse, going halfway up his arm now.
God,
it's disgusting.
This guy.
And all because he cut his finger on the throne.
Right. He's just slowly falling apart.
You know, that's why your mother says, you know, you got to put the alcohol. You don't want to get infection.
That's right.
That's why.
They don't have any Neosporin.
You want leeches sucking on your skin?
I don't.
No. So they have a pre-wedding feast, and Daemon shows up, but Viserys doesn't do anything about it because he's a pussy.
Daemon is always getting, not Daemon, Viserys is just always getting people just like right in his nose, you know, yeah. like thumbing up.
Well, he's constantly being yeah. disrespected. He starts to give a speech, but then the queen's arrival throws him off, and she's wearing green, which is a massive insult because it's the Hightower color when they declare war.
Yeah.
Right?
So apparently when they go to war, there's a beacon on top of the hill or whatever.
Yeah.
It shines green.
So the king announces a 7-day tournament with the wedding coming right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rhaenyra and Laenor have a dance in front of everyone, including their lovers. And Daemon's wife's cousin accuses Daemon of killing her. Killing, you know, his wife, but Daemon denies it and demands his inheritance.
The balls on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's a wild loose cannon, that Daemon. And this is all with the hand listening as well. So the hand is starting to pick up, like, there's some trouble brewing.
Yes.
So I wonder if this is going to get back to Viserys as well.
So then Daemon tells Rhaenyra, you know, you don't really want all this. You don't want Laenor and... So Rhaenyra dares him to take her to Dragonstone and make her his wife. She's like, well, then fucking do it.
Bitch.
And before right? he could really respond, earlier, I guess, Lenore's boyfriend has a hunch that Christian is Rhaenyra's secret lover and basically tells Christian that he knows about them.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian snaps. He starts fighting the boyfriend and a riot breaks out. A lot of people are fighting. But then Christian ends up punching the boyfriend to death. Punches his face off.
Yeah, listen, I've seen a lot of brutal deaths in Game of Thrones, but this is right there up there.
I mean, they should really... I mean, Chris, he's strong. You punch someone's face off?
Fucking his hands, too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So that was... And obviously, Lenore's all distraught, but then the king forces them to, like, have the wedding right there and then...
I'm not going to let anything else happen between now and the next 7 days.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers are getting married tonight. I don't care if there's still blood on the floor.
I now pronounce you husband and then the king collapses to end the episode. Yeah. But also, Christian was about to kill himself, but the queen stopped him. So I like her, you know? I don't want Christian to die.
No, I wonder if this is like maybe the
Christian's
queen.
Almost like the hero of the show.
He's got a lot of...
And the queen.
The queen, too, yeah.
You know, Rhaenyra kind of was the beginning, but she's kind of being very selfish now and stuff. But
kind of turning a little selfish, kind of evil.
She wants the Iron Throne.
And
she actually cares about
the
all
Iron
that shit.
Throne and lusting after... Her uncle still, apparently.
That's why they say absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah.
But so, next week, they show a trailer for next week's episode. It's a massive time jump where Rhaenyra all of a sudden is very ugly now.
She's just grown into her body. She's an old lady now.
Old lady?
And apparently she has kids.
She's supposed to be like 28.
That's an old lady in medieval times.
And she looks 50.
That's an old lady in medieval times. They don't have makeup back then, Andrew.
They have makeup.
She can't cover that up. So, yeah, we're getting...
But we don't know. The trailer shows a lot. It's a lot of cuts, a lot of violence. Mm-hmm. But we don't know who Rhaenyra... Like, I don't think we see... Do we see her husband, Lenore, in that trailer? We don't know because we don't know what they all fucking look like.
That's true. We did see a little kid. We don't know if that's Aegon or if that's going to be someone else.
And it looks like Daemon might have married the... Valerian's daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he kind of flirted with her in this episode.
He was a little macking on her a little bit. And Viserys is still alive. How the fuck is that motherfucker still alive?
Viserys is alive, but he's like, I mean, he's really on death's
he's
door.
He's down to like no hands, one
Yeah, maybe
finger.
He'll like be missing an arm. I didn't really notice in the trailer, but maybe he'll just like be missing half an arm.
It, like Gus Fring, just the entire left side of his body's dead.
I bet like,
right
yeah,
side.
I bet they like he had them like cut his like half of his arm off.
Maybe.
You know? But yeah, I mean, this fucking guy.
He's hanging on for
he's gotta
life.
Go.
He is. He's so weak.
I mean, this season needs to end with something insane happening.
Oh,
there's five episodes left.
I think we will. I think this was like I'm hoping at least that this was like the beginning of like, hey, we're starting to get back in Game of Thrones mode where things are about to get fucked up, you know, the rest of the way.
Right.
You know, we got a little taste of it at the wedding because weddings are always wild and wacky in the Game of Thrones world.
Right.
And, you know, going forward, I think there's going to be a little more contention and... You know, some more interesting things are going
to
pop up.
Well, I mean, there better be. I mean, there has to be. That's, you know, otherwise you don't really have a show, do you?
The ratings kind of picked up a little bit from episode 3 to episode 4. Still hasn't broken 2.0 in millions in America. But
2.0 millions? 2 million?
2 million in America. But I imagine after this past episode, we're probably going to get a bigger increase next week because people are going to be like, oh. Game of Thrones mode, baby.
Time jump.
Now we get a hotter, older, you know.
I mean, it's on a streaming app, and you know, like, so.
It's kind of hard. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Fan questions. Luis Vasquez. Hey, guys. Just wanted to recommend the movie I saw this Friday, The Woman King. It's a badass movie about a bunch of badass African women warriors. No stupid wokeness, just badass action. A solid 9 out of 10 from me.
We've seen the trailers a bunch.
Yeah, I just wasn't really interested. And now people are trying to get the movie canceled.
Really?
Because it's about an African tribe that actually sold African slaves.
Oh, Lord.
Like, it's a true story. But apparently, and apparently it's not in the movie, but this specific tribe and this specific, you know, woman king or whatever, like, sold actual slaves and stuff. So
interesting.
I mean, but it's a movie about history. So it's like...
You edit a little bit of the history out?
Well, I'm just saying, like, how do you cancel... It's a movie about history. I mean, they've made movies about Hitler, for God's sakes.
Yeah, lots of them.
Alan Kimmett, do you think anyone will make... But I guess in this sense, they're glorifying this tribe.
When maybe they shouldn't be glorifying it.
Yeah. I guess that's the argument. That's true. Alan Kimmett, do you think anyone will make a cameo super cute in She-Hulk?
Well, I mean, aside from Megan Thee Stallion, was super cute.
Any of you ever read any of the Star Wars books?
I really recommend
Into the Void. One of my best friends read so many Star Wars books as a kid. Yeah. Like, he would constantly, he loved them. But no, I never did. Carlos Ramirez, happy late Batman Day. Push fire Barry villain castings that could have happened. John Lithgow as the Joker in Batman 89. Robin Williams as the Riddler in Batman Forever. Ooh. And Matt Damon as Two-Face in The Dark Knight. That's true. I remember that was a rumor.
Robin Williams as the Riddler? That sounds really good. And I like John Lithgow, too.
Well, Robin Williams also wanted to play the Joker in the first Batman.
Oof.
I would fire John Lithgow because it's Jack Nicholson. He did that perfect. Robin Williams is the Riddler in Batman Forever. I mean, it's a goofy movie anyway.
And
Jim Carrey played that. I mean, really, Jim Carrey's the best part of Batman Forever.
And what was the last one?
Matt Damon as Two-Face in The Dark Knight. I would push that.
Oh, in The Dark Knight?
That's also the best That'd movie be pretty good. With a great actor, and he's a better actor than the guy that played Harvey Dent. Aaron something?
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name at the top of my head.
Yeah. So I would push Matt Damon. Noah, WW, thoughts on the upcoming movies, Black Adam, Black Panther, and Avatar. Black Adam it does not look good to me.
I don't know how to take Black Adam right now. I have high hopes for it, but DC's proved me wrong so many times.
Right.
I don't think
Black
it's going
to
be very good.
Black Panther looks really good.
And I'm excited
I'm
to see Namor.
I'm intrigued to see who... Yeah, I'm intrigued to see who's going to become Black Panther. My guess at this time is still Michael B. Jordan.
Kilgore, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although it's going to be weird that he died and came back, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the other guy died and
But, you know, yeah, he actually died and Chadwick somehow Boseman. Doesn't come back, right? Yeah. And then Avatar, The Way of the Water, I don't know. We haven't really seen much.
I'm not looking forward to it at all. I never liked the original Avatar.
We haven't really seen much. I mean, Avatar in theaters was a fun experience.
Because in theaters, and it's huge, and you get to see it in IMAX, and it's beautiful, and it's an amazing world. But I never
I loved it when it came out. I watched it recently a few years ago, and I mean, the dialogue is really bad, and the plot is really bad. It's, you know, it's very basic, but we'll see. Rampager, top three musicians turned actors. So there's Silvio in The Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he sing?
It's musicians.
Yeah.
Musicians.
What kind
he
of
music?
He
wasn't a singer.
Okay.
He was in... oh, fuck.
Which is what type of music?
No. He's in that fucking... Oh, God. I'm drawing a blank. He was in a famous band. It's that fucking old rocker guy.
Old rocker guy.
Hold on.
Is Jared Leto also on this list as a famous?
Oh yeah, sure.
Musician turned actor. Jared Leto would not be number one on the list though.
Sorry. Hold on. Let me find this. That's him. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen, E Street Band.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I guess he would be number
plays
one.
Plays the guitar. I don't know why I drew that blank. Sorry, but...
That's okay.
Well, I don't know about number one.
Well, I don't know who else is on the list.
List. What list?
You said a top... did you have a
list?
Yeah,
we're making the list. He's
asking...
Oh,
we're making the list.
He didn't say a list. He just said top three musicians turned actors. So,
and then you immediately said Silvio. I thought you'd mention... I thought it was
his. Yeah.
I can't think of other ones other
now,
than
Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci was a singer before becoming an actor. So if this is... I would say he's number one. Joe Pesci's amazing.
Maybe that should be our list next week.
Jared Leto. Well, we're kind of doing it right now. But yeah, Jared Leto's up there as well.
I can't think of any others.
I mean, yeah, there's... You know, off the top of my head, that's what I could think of. Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. She-Hulk is Marvel's attempt to make someone other than Captain Marvel people least favorite character. It worked. oh, like, they're like, well, people hate Captain Marvel. Let's make She-Hulk, and then they'll like Captain Marvel a little bit more. Yeah, that's a good point.
It stands out because, you know, She-Hulk's so bad. I don't know. I still kind of don't.
Omar,
like
can we put a vote up to review a classic film? Yeah, maybe we could do that. Yeah. Also, I know it's not Star Wars, but these will never let you down. Here are my top five crunchy foods in no particular order. Taquitos, nachos, tacos, french fries, and tostadas.
I mean, sure, sure.
Says, I also didn't watch She-Hulk this week. I feel good. No anxiety. Yeah. I envy you.
All right, Andrew.
Steven with a V, can I make a recommendation for a top five list? Top five comedy series. So
TV like Police
shows.
Academy and oh on TVs.
On TVs.
Yeah, on TV. I got what you're saying.
I watch it on TVs.
Like Community and whatnot.
Community would not be on my top five list.
Not yours, but I'm just saying, like comedy series. I got
Community
you.
Would be on your top five.
I mean, if I'm thinking about it, it's one of my favorite shows. Brooklyn Nine-Nine-Nine, yeah.
It's Brooklyn Nine-Nine, not
999. Nine-Nine, sorry.
You're like Dr. Steve Brule. Call cars, 999. Movie trivia for Josh. In the movie Social Network, Justin Timberlake plays the role of Sean Parker, who is the inventor of...
Facebook. Facebook. Oh, no. It was the original Facebook that... eventually became Facebook. Oh, Napster.
Yeah, you got it.
There we go. Sorry. Woo! Save myself.
Myself. I mean, you got it wrong.
I know.
If this was a test, Josh, you got it wrong.
It wasn't multiple choice.
How many chances do you get on a test? You failed.
You have to give me multiple choice answers.
Invented Facebook. Jonathan Ramos, with movies being remade, rebooted, and reimagined.
I fucked that one up.
What's one movie you think could actually benefit from a remake? And one that should be left alone because it's perfect as is. Can we do TV shows? I would remake She-Hulk.
Fuck it, stop hating She-Hulk so much. It's fine.
The only movies that should be remade are action movies that could be made better with better graphics nowadays, you know? But they remade, made A League of Their Own, a TV show, and it's like, how could you make this better? You're not going to outdo Tom Hanks. Like,
to be honest, I know RoboCop has been remade so many times, but I wish they could do a good RoboCop. Like RoboCop back from the 90s, the graphics sucked. It was still fine. I loved it. But I wish they could make a good one now.
I don't think anything should be... leave it alone.
RoboCop 2022.
Stop remaking everything. We need more original shit. PCJ, death is not an option.
Oh.
For the rest of your life, would you rather have to talk like Jar Jar Binks or look like Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, talk, for sure. No one respect me, but at least I don't have to look like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, but
Misa,
you would have
Andrew.
To...
Misa.
You'd have to go everywhere and be like... I'd be like, oh, here, Josh Reese. You'd be like, oh, Andrew, Misa was She-Hulk. Misa, I like the show.
Misa loves She-Hulk. She-Hulk good, and Andrew.
That is so not Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, that sounds very racist, actually.
No, that was Jar Jar Binks.
No, it's not.
No?
No.
Did I lose
Why it? Do you do impressions when you're bad at them?
I'm amazing at impressions, Andrew. Have you
It's
not?
Like Thanos with Gamora, but I never taught you how to do impressions. That's why you're so bad at it.
I'm building them as we go. I'm building them
Misa
as we go.
Misa Joshi Reese. Misa no get laid.
I haven't been laying in a while. Misa, no.
If you looked like him, though, some women are probably of. There's probably
have Jar Jar
some women
Binks fantasies.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's probably some women out there.
I don't think I want any of those women, to be honest. Okay. Like the furries people. No.
You might as well become one, Josh. It'll help.
No.
You become a furry, you'll get laid tomorrow.
Do that. Yeah, but then I go to like a Ramada or something like that. That's way too much work, Andrew.
I mean, you'll have a fun vacation.
It would be a fun vacation.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast wherever you're viewing us. We have exclusive videos on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/HollywoodHogwashPod. We have some trailer reactions on there. Some
and a
recent
fun
ones.
Five-second 5-second movie we watched last week.
That's right. The Lion King in 5 seconds.
It was. I went through so many roller coasters of emotion. I was so happy, and then I was instantly sad in like the same 5 seconds.
Yeah. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're also on TikTok now.
Oh, shit, we are?
Yes, we are on TikTok, you fucking...
Oh, fuck. Okay.
You followed the TikTok.
I haven't seen...
Let me make sure I have the right name. Hold on. Follow us on TikTok at... It's the same. At Hollywood Hog Pod.
Okay.
You can follow us everywhere. We just started it, and we need some, so please follow us at Hollywood Hog Pod on TikTok. And next week, we got another She-Hulk with Daredevil. It could be good or bad.
Yeah.
We have House of Dragon again, and then we also have Andor.
Andor. 3 episodes of Andor.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens, but yeah. See you next week.